picture a woman walking along the pavement who trips and twists her ankle. She sits for a moment and then gets to her feet to test the injured foot before continuing on her way, albeit a little more cautiously. Consider instead the woman who remains slumped on the pavement, who doesn't try to get up, but insists that an ambulance is called to take her to hospital, who is not seriously injured, but takes a couple of weeks off to recover. The resilient brain is all about how we deal with a setback or difficult circumstances. Is our response appropriate? How quickly do we bounce back? Resilience is shaped when we are a toddler and are being taught the appropriate emotional language to use in response to a mishap. Our response should match the reality of the situation, and things start to go awry if those teaching us continually overreact, turning small crises into catastrophes, or, less commonly, continually underreact, inappropriately brushing off physical and mental pain. When difficult situations arise, the parent needs to take time to explore the circumstances and advise the child on navigating the physical and matching emotional journey. It is the emotional equivalent of teaching the child to cross the road. To start with, we carry children across busy roads in our arms. Then we cross them over, holding one hand, pointing out the speed of the passing cars, then progress to crossing at their side, within grabbing distance. We drill into them, stop, look, listen. Look right, look left, and look right again. And eventually we manage to let them cross independently. The over-resilient households who do not engage in these sorts of discussions or openly acknowledge and discuss a problem do not offer the same opportunities to learn the appropriate emotional language. Events challenge us, causing physical or emotional pain. We respond or adapt, and a slightly different version of ourselves can emerge from the experience. So those who refuse to acknowledge a setback might look resilient outwardly, but in fact may fear this process of change on a subconscious level. The resilient brain is relatively robust in its ability to bounce back from minor setbacks, and when faced with more significant life events such as a bereavement, separation, or parental divorce, it can, in general, take stock of emotions and assess what is needed to recover. To ask for time and space, to ask for help from friends, a partner, or parents, or possibly even to enlist external help from a mentor or counsellor to regain normal adult levels of resilience and emotional stability. But for the lower resilience brain, setbacks may provoke a disproportionate or more prolonged recovery. In its extreme form, the behaviour becomes habitual and difficult to break. A bad situation arises, the person suffers emotional trauma, it occurs again, and they begin to find a comforting normality in the situation. It feels scary to initiate recovery, and easier to give in to the emotional stress. Developing resilience is a life journey. How you manage your challenges, how you protect your vulnerabilities, and how you use your resources can all help to make you more resilient to cope with life's adversities. Try to recognise the occasions when more support is needed from those around you, and develop a network of people you can turn to and a toolkit of things you can do when times are tough.